Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There is a connection between the Jewish holy day of Hanukkah and President Trump's declaration on the city of Jerusalem. That's the headline. In one moment, Steve Herzig, National Director of Friends of Israel, will join me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want you to talk about the history of Hanukkah, how it came together.
Well, Jimmy, 165 B.C., there was a man by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes. Antiochus had aspirations to try to bring Egypt with him in Syria, and so on his way back up north, he just took it all out on the Jewish people. He outlawed Judaism. He desecrated the temple by killing a pig on the altar of the temple. No practicing Jewish things. He was trying to assimilate them and wanted them to eat pig. He took the head of the family, which would have been Mattathias Maccabee, and told him to eat pig in front of his people. Well, the Maccabee family, Judah was the oldest son, and they rebelled. But over the next 3 years, lots of people got involved. They defeated Antiochus, and they rededicated the temple. There was only a small cruse of oil. That cruse of oil had a seal of the high priest, and it was only going to last 24 hours. That oil lasted not just one day, as it was supposed to, but 8 days, enough time to get more oil. And that's within the backdrop of Hanukkah.
There seems to be a connection between Hanukkah, as it relates to Jerusalem, and the abomination of desolation. Can you bring that together for us?
And isn't it interesting that in order for the 70th week of Daniel to take place, as outlined in the scriptures, one of the things that has to happen in the middle of the week, there has to be an abomination that causes desolation, and that means a temple. And so we can at least say that Donald Trump has brought us a step further to what needs to happen in order for Daniel's 70th week. And that, to me, Jimmy, is really exciting.
Steve Herzig explaining the connection between Hanukkah and President Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As we heard from Steve, Hanukkah is a result of Antiochus Epiphanes desecrating the temple in Jerusalem some 2,300 years ago. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 21 to 35. In the future, in Jerusalem, the Antichrist will commit the abomination of desolation in a temple standing in Jerusalem. That's Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. At this time of Hanukkah and President Trump's announcement on Jerusalem, we can see how the stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...